Okay, the shaila today, I discussed one of Chag, but it's an interesting shaila. That encompasses a little bit of Hilchas Nida. So we'll see what the Lamda Sha'ilam has to say. Well, we discussed it today, didn't we?
I know we discussed it.
Well, that's what I assume Manhattan could do to you.
Oh.
A woman got her period today. Or last night.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly when she got her period. Right? And don't discuss this with the Ilam, because you never know if you're discussing with the person who's the Shiloh was. You know what I mean? No, I guess you could.
Or if they're listening online.
So listen online, welcome. She got her period last night or today. I don't know which one. But she started staining yesterday. But on color. When so let's say she started staining somewhere in the afternoon, I'm assuming. But little stains, nothing big, is on Tivon. So even if it was a little big, even it's on colored together, man.
When was the vest?
What?
When was the vest?
I don't know when the vest was.
I think it goes back.
Colored is past the vest.
Okay.
It goes back. I think you follow.
It's a good question.
I think you follow once it goes back.
It goes back. We don't know what question yet. It goes back.
Yeah, the question is, can you start?
One second. She had some stains on the underwear. She, Lemaisa, it would not have Tashmish that day. I mean, if it would even be possible, or Lalocha, we're not getting to that whole deal. But they would not have Tashmish, because they know she's staining, and it's probably her period. Right? Can she count the 5 days from yesterday?
Yeah.
No.
Why does she care?
Why didn't she?
Because she doesn't want to go to Mikvah Friday night.
Why didn't she just?
Right, if the 5 days starts today, then she has to go to Mikvah Friday night.
That's a stupid question.
If it started,
she poisoned.
That's assuming again she could.
Why didn't she make herself?
Why did she make enough nida? How? I do think she shouldn't take everything. That's what I told the guy. I said from now on, if you know it's the period anyways, so put a bedikah cloth in there.
Aren't we saying that
you can work out things that you can do for the, so in order to work out for the for the
mission. Oh, so this is what I want to discuss. There's a lot of things.
So just don't
the sheet that holds. I don't know if we did it, but that the heter of bigger tzivanim does not apply.
But so she should have holds.
She
came and needed today.
Like a das yochid kemat.
How's she going to the mikvah Friday night?
Who holds that?
She came and needed today. How's she going to the mikvah?
5 days
and 7.
Oh, and that's 7. Right, okay.
So first of all, I'm very happy with this week.
I'm like, you can't go to mikvah this week.
I guess this
why is she bringing it up? So good, just let her push off the hafzakara. She wants
to. No, because she doesn't want to push it off. No, you're not supposed to push it off. Very good idea. Very good idea to push off.
I remember correctly.
Okay, I'm putting.
Come up with the clearly.
He's already pushing things off.
I don't want to make my wife an eater. Why do you want to make your wife an eater? Like, first of all,
anyways,
she knew it was anyway.
So now, does it make a difference if they were pirates for Chibuk and Nishuk?
Yes.
Or Harchakas?
Chakas, no. Here,
let's say they kept her chakas and no, obviously no chibuk v'nishuk, nothing. They made it like she's a nidah mamish. Does that make it better? Doesn't make it worse. Does it make it better?
Yeah,
I don't know the answer to this
question. Yes, but not so much.
I'm working on it.
I wouldn't think so.
Yes, but not so much.
Why?
You're not sure.
If let's say this is a random Tuesday, you feel like maybe
there is certain things.
We see something
about this before.
One second. That's something else. Let's say a woman. So let's say there's a. Let's go with a different case. Let's say a woman is wearing white for some reason on the vest on the day. Sure. She's wearing white. She ran out of clothing. She's wearing white. She sees a stain that's bigger than a grist, but it's a questionable color. And then her period starts that night.
So she's in
the same situation.
Right?
She has a stain that potentially.
Well, that
could be one second. So now,
hold on.
If she goes to, she sees a stain that has a shah, she has to bring it to a rough.
Okay.
And or she does a bedikah. Let's say she did a bedikah with the vest day. And then the next night, she did a bedikah, and it had a questionable color on it. Right? And so obviously, you have to be machmer if you have it, right? And then that night, she got her period.
Okay.
So now, what's the stain?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference what a stain
is? Why do you need to ask
the shayla? Do they have to ask the shayla? Maybe they could be machmer on the stain.
It's better to not ask the shayla.
They're machmer on the stain.
Better to not ask. No,
first of all, do you have to ask?
No, and you shouldn't ask.
Sure.
No, let's say she did ask. Let's say she asked.
Why are you asking?
One second. Let's say she asked, right? And it came back that it was kosher.
Okay.
Well, Lamaisa, she was pirish the whole time.
That's worse. That's worse.
And
that's worse. Yeah.
That's worse.
Why? Because
she got herself in trouble. Yeah.
Don't ask. Yeah.
Why you said the machlokes of us?
You and I were driving back.
Malchus says, like you, I was told. Or the Shevet Alevi paskins l'kula, and I was told the David Feinstein also paskins l'kula, and the Rav Moshe Feinstein paskins l'chumra.
What's l'kula and l'chumra?
Meaning you can start here. You should count from
l'kula. She could start from that.
Yes, the rabbi says what? If she finishes, the rabbi says.
Okay, if the Rav says it's kosher,
and the Rav says it's kosher, but the Shulchan says you have to be machmer.
What's the svara to say that you could start after the Rav said it's not a real stain?
Because you know that.
Because you l'maisa were Polish.
So what?
Why do we care when she was...
Okay. No, so the whole fifth day anyway is because we're worried about...
Okay,
so
that.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
There's
no question.
There
is. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, so the throwing... I know I'm throwing a lot of questions.
So can I ask you a question?
Now, what if a doctor says you're not allowed to have tashmish?
We discussed that already.
Can I ask you one question?
Why would he say that?
Whatever. He says the moon, the way it's aligned tonight. There was a text message that went around that made him tip.
Change doctors.
To the taxi. The taxi said, no tashmish. You have tashmish.
Change
great.
Doctors.
Can I ask you a question?
I don't know if it's a machlokes or much. The short holds, you can't count it. It has to be a halachic. The chayyur to push it out, it has to be a halachic separation.
Okay, so can I ask you a question? Let's say the exact same scenario. She knows that she's probably going to get her period tomorrow. She doesn't want to go to mikvah by night. She doesn't see any stain whatsoever, and suddenly she says, you know what, we're doing all the halachas, we're...
Does that work?
No, will that work?
No, hey, hold on.
Why is that any worse than
any
that?
In this case?
She didn't see anything.
Who cares?
She says, that's another.
Let's say she says she's an either. She's believed, right? We said that. Let's say she puts
crazy
on the clothing.
Isn't it not allowed to be your husband?
Yeah, but they could do it. It's not allowed.
Theoretically, if her husband would want to have tashmish, and she would tell him, they say very not good things about that.
Right.
Halachically, I don't know if it's halachically.
So is that any different? Where she didn't see any standing whatsoever?
So Rav Moshe has a tshuva that what happens if a woman has Jewish infertility? You know what Jewish infertility is?
No. She ovulates.
Her ovulation is before Lel Tefila.
Oh.
Because we have to wait 5 and 7, so these doctors came up with a thing that the reason that maybe women are not getting pregnant is because ovulation is, let's say, after day 9 after the period, and since they're not going to the mikvah until day 12, right? So, yes, they're missing the ovulation. That's why they're not getting pregnant. So the question is, can you be mekel? On Shiva Nikim, under no circumstances can you ever be mekel. So then what are we left with? We're left with the 5 days. Can you be mekel that she shouldn't have to wait 5 days? Now again, that's assuming she clears up. Right? If she doesn't clear up, there's nothing you can do about it.
So 5 to 4 is easy.
Right? 5 to 4 is easy.
Well, five days, you can do it. You can do it.
As long as
they don't have tashmish.
To how many days within
the
5?
They don't have tashmish. What?
With how many days within the 5 you can do it?
Tashmish when?
As long as you don't have tashmish.
I mean, yeah,
tashmish.
That's better than doing
4 days at least.
Tashmish right before
the whole Kazaira is because of tashmish, right? Five days, he said the whole Kazaira is because of tashmish. So Moshe says, if they don't have tashmish, then you could be you can be mekel. But most places,
that,
from where I understand,
is
don't
even
go
possible?
With
that.
Why is it
impossible
to go that route?
Just 2 days?
I'm assuming if the lady has such a short cycle that her ovulation is after day 9, it could be that she... I don't know.
Isn't that a shaila also if a woman can get treatments within the... If they can
the
do what's the call within the... Yeah.
If they can...
Yeah,
that's a machlokes suffice. Also. Right. When you put the zera in, this.
No, well, because you're talking about within the 7 days.
What's wrong?
You
know what's wrong with that?
Do we say the gzera for let the shikh of zera? No, to put in the zera from the husband, you know, with a syringe or whatever it is that they do, that would be okay, I think, according to everybody during the Shiva Nikim. But does she have to wait 3 days now, 4 days now, from going to the mikvah? Because Peleta Shiva Zera.
Okay,
right, what's the date if a woman has Tasha Shamit in the middle of Shiva Nikim?
Nope.
No, she goes to the mikvah. Let's say she goes to
the
mikvah.
What does that mean? Let's say she goes on the 6th. Let's say she goes on the 6th night instead of the 7th.
So maybe
she goes to the mikvah, she goes.
By mistake?
She's messed up by a day. What's it do?
Maybe she still needs it.
What?
I don't understand.
She went to the mikveh.
Then she has tashmish.
No, it's not kosher. She went to the mikveh.
No,
paros.
But why?
On the sixth night she went. The seventh night is before the rabbanim. She didn't have siktara. She did the bedikas and everything.
She didn't realize.
But she met on paros. But if she deserves
one night early, that last day. Remember correct? Going way back, the last day
she had shiva nikim or she only
had shisha nikim.
She had five have siktara.
She deserves that. She can't become tahar.
Well, we don't know. She's a suffix.
In economics, she's a suffix. So, good. Suffix hers.
Not a suffix.
No one asked
me. She can't be a tahar nida.
Yeah, but there's women. She's probably not a zog.
So then why are we doing shiva nikim?
That goes back to the original shiva.
No, because it's zog. The reason
go to there's a website that you can go back to.
Oh,
that was there's people
go
on now. You get the PayPal. You get onto the website now.
It's only for the
website. I know.
This year would cost a lot more than $5.
What's that? So we're getting off track here. We're getting off track.
It's a 3-day thing. If the ovulation is before she goes to the mikvah. Now, is it better to cut the 5 days short or to play around with like birth control and stuff like that?
Oh, so that's L'chari break, no, play around birth control.
So what's the Svar?
Yeah. Well, what about, what's the Svar to be made on the
Onward?
If Shemini Kiyam is the Rabban,
what's the Svar to be made
on the Onward? I'm not sure
what it's like. It's like, I don't know.
Well, getting back to the other thing, if a woman goes for the mikvah, let's say on the 6th night, say, so then she has to wait 3 full days, and then... And then the 7th day, and then she goes to the mikvah.
Why can't you play around with Shemini Kiyam?
Because that's the Shechazera during the Shemini Kiyam.
Why can't you play around with Shemini Kiyam? That's the Rabban.
You're not allowed to play around with Shemini Kiyam. No, Shemini Kiyam, 6th Nikiyam is...
What's that, you make her go back? Mm-hmm. You're saying you make her go back to the mikvah?
Of course.
Look at all those things we did, the 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago we did.
That doesn't mean if it's Ikara Dinah, she has to go back to the mikvah. She has to, just because we don't want to shame Ran, a lady, doesn't mean...
That's
but getting back to this, getting back to that child. So now, according to those
buzzers,
I say no.
The mice, the first of all, can she be machmer? Like she saw on tzivonim, can she be machmer like those sheetas that hold that a stain on tzivonim you can't be made?
And then the next time, next month,
and not be made.
Pachas migrish.
Just do a temporary.
What if she does that 2 months? 2 months
to be made for the next time.
No, he said the case was yesterday's left migrish small.
It was on color.
It was on color.
Who cares?
Small.
Who cares if you guys have
some color?
Well, we do care to a certain degree.
I guess. No, what's the problem with that?
I say no, she can't count yesterday.
Can you be a circumstantial makel person? Is that a...
I thought I saw. I only glanced at it. I think I saw him up at 4:00 this morning that he said you could. Don't call me on that. I looked at it very quickly.
And then so you not older than that. And then rely.
So I have a different raya made. Let's say a woman gets her period a minute after the Vesta, or a minute after Yom Kippur, a minute after Tisha B'Av, a minute after Avelus. Lo'elein was on.
A minute after, but there was time for
second.
Tashmish?
No, that meant no.
So
it's very unmatsui. But let's say it happens. Can you count that day? That day was also B'tashmish.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so
can you count that day?
Yes.
So Machlokes Tafos, can we pretty much know that you would be able to, right? Now on a Vest day, what's the dinim of a Vest day?
Also, because of the Torah
Tashmish is also B'chivim Nishik is Mutter.
Right.
So with those Paiskim that are Mekel, if she sees right away, Mekel Adin is Mutter.
Tell
her
a bracha.
Tell her a bracha. We
didn't do that yet.
What?
We didn't get that far yet.
We didn't do
Vestas
in this year.
We didn't do Kofi
Dalit?
Not in this year.
We didn't do Kofi Dalit? We didn't
do Yeah, but there's two Simonim Vestas. There's the calculations and then there's what you're asking me about. We're going to do either one? So consider it a preview. But anyway, Meikar Adin, Meikar Adin, Chivuk Benishuk is Mutter. So maybe Chivuk Benishuk, even if they had Chivuk Benishuk, as long as they were Pirish from Tashmish,
be fine.
They could count that as day one.
Disagree.
Okay.
Yes.
Whatever it is, I'm throwing it out there. If anybody has any svaras that haven't already been said, we'll take them. Nobody?
The only thing running through my head is that in this case, by making herself usher a day earlier, she's also making herself mutter a day earlier on the other end.
Right.
So that makes it a little bit easier. As opposed to...
Well, worse. Depends how you look at it.
Generally, making herself usher, I would say she couldn't do. But in this case, since it's going to balance out on the other end, it's a little bit easier.
What did you tell the guy, the master?
I told him I have no idea. Big fat, I have no idea.
Nice. Like that.
Yes. I remember having a child.
You're talking about it. You're thinking about the theoretical child where she's going to become coming. No, this is.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We have time to decide this.
No.
That's a Friday to work on.
No, so Thursday.
Well, no.
We got to go. So Thursday.
Well, why? So could she start doing bedikas a day early just in case?
Yeah.
Let's say you don't get the answer until next week. That would be good.
I'm going to go someplace else. But yeah.
Are we going to get the answer?
I'm going to try and find it from the guy. I'll poll the rabbis, or Weberman will poll the rabbis. He's an official poller.
Who's this fellow for?
To me, being honest with you, I think this is it's a judgment call. It's not, I don't think there's anything nefarious here. I happen to like my guy from the Chibur Gunisha. Because Chibur Gunisha is Mutar on a vest, and you could count the vest day as day one.
Right. You're saying, okay.
So then it's not totally in Chibur Gunishuk. That's if they have Chibur Gunishuk. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Well, you said if she would have asked and got a mutter on the shaila, you said in the same scenario she was wearing white and she asked the Rav. Then there are people to say lahako that she could count that day.
Yes. Yes.
So why should this scenario be any worse?
Because here
there
was nothing to ask. She was tahira maker, then she was tahira. Let's say she would have stopped seeing. She would have stopped. Would she be mutter?
So yeah,
So what's the difference between a shylon white and a color?
Because the shylon white was the same. No, this is kosher.
But it's a shylon because you said there's a machlekes on colors.
So those, that's why there's those that hold it on colors. You have to be machmer. And then there's some cipher who says colors that are close to the goof, you have to be machmer.
You don't go with this, right?
Right. No, the truth is you're allowed to go with it. The Baal Shem says Tavei Lo Brach, which means
so go ahead,
if you want to be a Fruma, you don't have to be worried about being Mavat on Mitzvah, Puruvu, or Oina, being Machman on colors.
Go ahead, fine, if you want to be.
Same thing with
Why
Chris.
Can you do it now?
Same
all
thing with Chris. You don't have to be worried about, you don't have to have the nerves that you're not providing your wife what you mashabed yourself in the Tzuba. If you want to be Machman on stains on white, or colors, or anything like that, you can be Machman. And it's no problem. You just better be a holy person.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
Don't be going to the movies and then decide that.
I once heard.
So now we have a subject that movies make you a very bad person.
No, movies mean that you're not a very
holy
person. Movies are pretty much just us and Midoraisa, if you really want to know.
But I listened to you and I put a disclaimer above the shiurim. I said all the shiurim are not halakha l'maisa. You should consult your rabbi for any psak halakha.
You're not allowed to look at a woman. You're not allowed to stare at a woman. Right? So how do you watch a movie?
Unless it's an all male movie. No, you should really watch. What's your svara for Sunday?
What does that have to do with Chibur Gunishuk? Because maybe make it worse. Meaning, let's say you would hold it. If she decided to be Machman, then they could be, and then she could be Machman. But does she have to be Machman? Or
let's say she wasn't Machman, you're saying?
She was Machman
from
Tashmish.
Monday night.
So let's say she was Machman from Tashmish, yes.
On Sunday.
But not from Chibur Gunishuk and not from Har Chok.
So should that make it?
Does that change?
Question.
Yeah.
Can I just?
There's a few
of the rabbis.
He came all the way this far. You can say it.
He once told me that you see something, and then later on in the day, or the next day, or in the morning, it shows what it was. You go back to that. So I remember he passed him.
Okay, maybe.
You remember?
I don't remember.
I remember it was a night or a day.
What were the circumstances?
And the next morning, she got her period.
But they were kosher stains?
Night vest. I never showed it to him.
A night vest, that's something else. That's a different shiloh. That's not. When the vest is different than when you can count to 5 days.
It goes back, shows what that was. So why does it show?
Well, obviously, you're going to say that it's a vest, and you can say,
that's what he did. He said, I never showed him this thing. I said, well, how do I count? He said, you go back to the night.
How long do you go back?
What if it was 2 days before?
I can only tell you what he's not alive anymore. I can only tell you what happened.
So is it 12 hours before? Is it 24 hours? Is it 37?
No, it's
far back. He said that the word you go, he said it shows what it was, you go back.
You got to know exactly what the case was. Was it on white? Was it on a tissue? Was it on a bodega cloth? What was it on?
That made a difference.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should have paid more attention.
Benishik is one thing, but if you always hold the Chimek Benishik as usher, and now you're, and if you're
not when
you're,
it's not usher.
I hope people don't have
this. This is him talking.
It's not Chimek Benishik slash Achakus. You're always you're punished from that in general when you're West Tamei.
Right.
So now if you're Matzah this, so you're holding that she's Tamei.
No, maybe this is maybe you split it. Is it Isser Tashrish and is an Isser of
Chimek Benishik? Split it. Sunday, Shabbat Sunday. Okay.
No, it's not like that. The bottom line is halachically, this could never have come to Kalechah Shepazera because the Tashrish was Usr for that.
It wasn't Usr. The Tashrish was Usr. Was Tashrish Usr yesterday? Was Tashrish Usr?
Yes.
Why was it
Usr? It wasn't
Usr!
By the letter of the law,
so good, it wasn't
Usr. But any Rav would say you can't have Tashrish last night.
But did she spot it?
They say you can't, they say it's a good idea.
It's a Tova.
It wasn't Usr. See, why are you counting
it? Better not to. You should not. It's a Tova, not
for
Rav.
What?
If they had
Tashrish,
there's nothing to talk about.
Let's say
it's a Tova. If they had Tashrish, not
to talk about. Why? Show us what
it was. You're talking about
Tova.
You're also talking about color.
That's
not
true.
You're also talking about spotting on color, right?
Well, it's a total.
Okay, well, we discussed it long enough here.
It's a quick time.
We got a good chazara of the halacha.
You know, I'm listening. Friday night, it's a quick
Yeah. What is it, Mitzvah? You guys live on?
That was my salary at the Menorah.
You can figure out exactly what you're talking about too.
Yeah, exactly. What did you find out Friday night?
I can't now. I don't know if Thursday or Friday.
You think it's the job? A guy told me that his wife had a vest kavua every 4 weeks Friday night, and she saw the same people Friday night in the mix.
How the heck did that happen?
Because they all had best kavuas for Friday night.
I think they all planned it that
long
to go over recipes or something.
She had a vest kavua haflaga 29 days. If one has a vest kavua for haflaga for 29 days, if the lel tefila comes out every night, every time the same night. When we do vestas. You still want to do vestas?
Yeah.
I do. I'll bring in
a
whiteboard.
Okay, where are we up to?
Bring a calendar.
Those big desk calendars.
Hebrew calendar.
No, you do want the Mitzvah calendar, blow it up.
Did we do tefillah below chafifa v'iyan?
Yeah.
We
did that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, is that, I mamish forgot, I have to apologize. I forgot the Beferish and Mechava last week on a question that you asked. Two things that you asked. One was, let's say she does the chafifa the day before Stamazah. Let's say a woman does chafifa today and she just didn't go to the mikvah, and then she goes to mikvah tomorrow without doing chafifa. That was for you. So that's okay. If she wasn't Isaac and Chatzitzes in the interim, how far back can you go? By the Shulchan says up to 4 days.
For a Yontif.
What?
For a 3 day Yontif.
But that means she can't be Isaac and Chatzitzes. So basically, she hasn't been sleeping 4 days.
Means what? Doing anything that could come to Chatzitzes?
Yeah, could go taking a cold shower, because that makes the hair all frizzy. That's what we saw. Cold doesn't work, right? You guys taking glue and that type of stuff. Yeah. Fine. And then there was something else you had asked, but now I don't remember what it was.
That was a good question.
About Chalam. Was it about Chalam? Yes. Another question, yeah. I don't remember now. Okay, I'm sorry. His ask us, Bechatzit is Kailam at Fila. Chav Kimmel.
There you go.
Okay.
When
we start learning,
because you guys all
start learning.
Mondays. This is what I do. Now I know. I told him. He was about to buy me a safe. I told him. You ever hear the phrase
"can't live with him, can't live without him"?
What time is the chavrusa?
8:30.
8:40 on Mondays.
8:50 is a week.
Yeah.
Let me know if you guys are kicking me out or not. You know, it's happening Monday.
You're out. You're done. Right? So being Isaac and Chatzitza before the Tfila. After she also saw Chafifa ve'im, so after she does the Chafifa and the Iyim, Timna, she should prevent herself, or she should stop herself, Midlas Asik, Ailagas, Pitvarim HaChatzitim, from being Isaac or touching anything that's Chatzitz. Right? Vim Hutzrucha Lasik, Pitvarim Ka'elu. And if she needs to, and then she has to look again at the places that she was Isaac with. So that she has to make sure there's no chatzitza. Right? Let's say she was Isaac in things, right? And she didn't check herself. Even if she checked herself after the tefillah, and she didn't find any chatzitza, also the tefillah, she doesn't work. This is a very important halacha to know. She'anu chayshishin she'ba'aliyosim and hamayim, when she got out of the water, naflo mimena chatzitza, the chatzitza fell off of her, but tzricha tefillah she'en, she's going to need another tefillah. So now basically,
is that it?
If a woman...
Or there are those that disagree.
Well, it's a shulchan aruch. Basically, if a woman does the chafifa early, and then she's Isaac in... whatever it is that she has to be Isaac in. Let's say Friday afternoon. Let's say she does it. She does it Friday afternoon. Morning. She gives somebody an arakia.
She's working with nail polish.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, or whatever it is. She's cooking for Shabbos. She does the chafifa in the morning Friday, then she goes to cook. Or stam. She does the chafifa, and she's going to go to mikvah 7-8 o'clock at night, and then she makes supper. Right, and she does. She forgets to check herself, so you can have a problem. That's why the women check themselves in the mikveh right before they go. Now, she doesn't need another chafifa. Right? That original chafifa will suffice, but she has to check. Right? Yeah, okay. In the Sayyid of Shaila al Chafifa, let's say there is a Shaila on her chafifa. Or she is Safik Chafifa al Gufa, or is a Safik of a Chafifa on her body. The Chainim Ira Safik of the Dikas Shal Shiva Nikiyim. Right? Or, and then she has a suffix on any of the bedikas, and let's say she couldn't get a hold of a rav. Right? She shouldn't be toivel with the kavana that she'll find out later. Right? Right? Because if she's going to wait to ask the shayla till after the tefillah, what can happen is there can be a lot of mechshayla. Right, she already went to the mikvah. Now they're waiting around to hear from the Rav. Right, you can just imagine that that's not such a easy thing to be Amira. Right, since she bats and thinks she's Tahira, she's just calling the Rav, you know, to make sure that she's okay. Right, that's a different issue. Since Lamais is a Suffolk, so she can't make the Bracha on the Tefillah, which won't be Ma'akiv, obviously. But why you can't put yourself, you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you can't make a bracha, right?
So she shouldn't just go right back in. She comes out now. She has a suffix. Don't we say that she's still at the mikvah? She shouldn't just dip again.
But she doesn't know.
Which
she
one? The first an answer the question.
This is on.
No, he's going back to the previous one.
No, but let's say it's a shayla that. What do you mean?
Go back to the previous one. That you came out before you were my.
She has a shayla on the chafifa.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So she has a suffix chatzitza. No, but let's say she forgot she has stitches or something, and she doesn't know the halacha, or she has a scab that she couldn't get off, or paint, or ink, or something like that that needs a rub to be asked, like that type of thing. Yeah, and a chanami, so I'll go back. Okay, chafen ain lechol bein a chafifa l'tfila. One shouldn't eat. Now, here we go. Here's a little controversial. Look at the footnote, Nun Aleph. Namah, Vayim B'Sid Yitara, V'Chok Mas'adam, Shekosu, D'Gam K'Shechal T'Filos Abdelel Shabbos. Very negated this. When a tefillah falls out on Lel Shabbos, Tizar Shalai Toichel Ben HaChafifa L'Tefillah. She should be careful not to eat between the Chafifa and Tefillah.
How can she?
Why can't she?
How can she?
Well, she'll clean out her teeth afterwards. she's not kiddush, she'll eat the whole suda. Can she eat the whole suda? And let's say it comes out in the summer, you know what I mean? If a woman has a family, she can't go down, she is what, 8:30? She can't go to the mikvah till 9:20, till she gets back. What do you do with your kids? Huh? Especially if you have older kids, then it's a, I mean, you have 10, 11 year olds, you can't just like make them take suda and put them to sleep. You know, something like that, right? So the Chassidut Haran says you can't do it. Behind the shari tefillah shadon ba'efen shehis mucha al shulchan acherim, or she has bebayis yiladim gedolim. That's if she's eating by other people, or she has small, well, big children. Hashemaniyas achilasa yifarsim edom eshulot tefillasa. Ayin shom mashayiv b'shem magarim shom zamen arba. Ayin mashbiyah b'shut chayv eifay. There are many makilim on this. If a woman, first of all, in the summer. Second of all, if you're stuck eating by somebody's house, and everybody's going to know if she's going to make a Friday night. So can she go at 9 o'clock after the suit?
Does it really come up?
Sure, it comes up. Mm-hmm. Comes up a lot.
Yeah, if you go to someone's shower, but I can't imagine someone's...
No, let's say you're just eating by them.
How many people do that if they know that they're going to make that night?
They don't have a choice. A shower, I don't know, whatever it is. But
it's always a way out.
But the Siddur Torah says you shouldn't do it. But Siddur Torah says you shouldn't do it. But I heard there are some mikvahs that look at chila. They don't open until late Friday night. I don't know if that's true or not. Okay, but it's something to keep in mind. Yeah. The Yesh Matirim Shagam Ein Lishtes Ben Chafifa Machmirim Shagam Ein Lishtes Ben Chafifa. See, that's an interesting one. So there are those that are machmir that you can't even drink. Now, what's going to happen if she drinks? What kind of chassid can have from drink?
It's called
you don't want anyone to know, but you're not eating or drinking at the table. So
no, that's the issue. That's the issue. Pulp
and oranges.
No, as long as you're
pulp and oranges. Pulp and oranges. Yeah,
smooth.
Something
got loose. Something was in your teeth and got loose. It's loose by drinking. I don't know. Trying to come up with what's wrong with drinking.
Yeah, so that I think. Vayeshu makim lebishtei and those who make them become makim. After the guy them rose, she took the spear lachem became. She should wash her mouth out, obviously with water.
What was the last week that drinking is fine?
What
was the last week drinking is fine?
You said machlokes. Water is okay. That's the next. But zeh dafu b'shamash. Well, mayim. What's our solution to
chol? Didn't we talk about pureeing all the food and?